All right, fine. I'll be a gracious host. How you doing?
Little Mermaid is the scariest Disney movie by far, though.
Why the hell is Ace Blade in your Kickstarter?
Some comics. I'm getting controversial today. We're going to get controversial today with...
My proudest moment is this interview and being able to talk to you too.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Taurus Comics in collaboration with Fourth Wall Productions respectfully brings to you the 94th episode of the Four Tales Podcast. I am your host, Kyron Silva from Taurus Comics. Across that way is the Lilac Bard of Ace Blade, Denny J. Quick, and together we are your two award-winning blurred comic creators here to help you find your next favorite comic. We are live on the Age of the Geekdom Network via Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and TikTok. So if you're listening or watching us live, thank you for your support. But don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and review our podcast because all your positive reviews and interactions help us reach a bigger audience. Danny Quick, how you doing today, brother?
I'm doing good. I barely made it back.
Wait.
Barely made it back.
From where?
While you were doing the intro, I mean, when you played the intro, I was running to get my tripod because I couldn't. I can't go live from my computer. So I went to go grab my tripod so I could set it up to go live on the other platform. So,
okay,
we're good to go, man. How you been doing?
I'm all right. I want people to understand why you're doing this. Like, what happened that you're not able to, that you had to go run and get your tripod?
Yeah, so I posted a video on TikTok last night with the new Ace Blade cosplay, right? And I linked.
Was that with Ace Blade Jr.? Is that what we're calling that?
No, it's just Ace Blade.
It's just Ace Blade, okay. Ace Blade. I'm just saying, Ace Blade's body seems to have changed a little bit since the first time we saw Ace Blade.
Ace Blade got some hips or something. You know, but
them hips don't lie. But,
that's the best we can do for right now. So that's okay. What we're doing. But, you know, I posted a video last night, and I did a, I tagged, actually had... put, you know, how you can do the link in the thing, so buy something. I actually did the Ace Blade cover that you did. I tagged your Ace Blade cover to the video, and you know, it said that it was a violation because I didn't actually show the comic book in the video, and I'm like, it's the character from the comic book. It's literally the character from the comic book that's in the video. I'm saying, buy the comic. If you like this character, buy the comic. And they gave me a violation. So I'm like, yo, what? So now, because I have a violation, if you have a violation within, 2 weeks or something like that, you can't use the desktop version of go live. So now I had to run and go get my tripod, set up my phone, so I can be live on all the platforms. So you can tell all the people about our amazing guests and you can join us with the comic book. So
okay, all right.
How my last 45 seconds went. What about you,
Kyron? Well, I do want to stay on TikTok, Comic Shop, aka Michael Watson from Freestyle Comics, said exactly these violations are out of control. Also, Michael, thank you for the arrows. But yeah, you know, I'm doing good. I have no violations right now. I've taken care of all my violations, so TikTok is good to me. Please buy my comic books, available in my TikTok shop. I don't know how to do that right now through my live, but, you know, whatever. What?
I don't know if I told you this, but this might be breaking news to you, okay? Because I posted it on my Facebook, but I don't know if you saw it, because our comic book is done. The Ballad of the Black Rose has been completed. I got the first copies in my hand today.
Let's go.
Y'all look at this one.
Oh, that looks so beautiful.
It looks great. So
that's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. So
you know what I'm saying? Kyron did an amazing job with this.
Thank you.
Veronica. And, you know, it's just it came out very, very good. I'm very proud of this book. And I'm going to be sending you some here in the near future.
Is there any way you can send that today? Because I have a show tomorrow to go to. So
I can drive it over.
I'm down.
You meet me halfway. Meet me halfway.
What is that, like Texas?
Meet me at the top of Texas.
That panhandle or the Oklahoma? I ain't going near there. I heard some things about that area, Texas and Oklahoma. Uh-uh. Yeah, your brother ain't coming back if I drive there.
He might not make it back from out there.
No.
Oh, terrible.
Right. I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited for it, man.
I'm excited too, man.
You know.
I'm going to announce here, since we got people on the live, this is going to be the first book that is published by a new company.
Hmm.
A new company called Bequest Studios.
Bequest Studios. Okay.
Bequest Studios, yes.
And yeah, I want to, who else is in Bequest Studios?
There are a couple people in there right now. It's myself. Okay. There's Morgan Iverson. There is Wally McNair and Roland right now.
Bequest Studios. That sounds amazing. Is there any way I can talk with y'all about this? Like, I'm on the show.
We should set up a date for all four of us to come on to the Four Tales podcast and, you know, spread the news about Bequest Studios for sure. But that's not what we're here for this week.
Okay. Well, no, we already teased this. How about we do that next week at the same time?
Next week? Okay. All right, that's cool. Let's do it.
We're going to do that. All right. But you know what else I am excited for? I'm excited for Ace Blade 7 because I heard that Ace Blade 7 has an amazing cover by artist extraordinaire Jay Hero, who just happens to be our guest today.
Yes.
So he's just an amazing, talented brother. He's done things for Image Comics, I heard, for DC Comics, Milestone, and Fourth Wall Productions. So I'm excited to have him to talk about his new upcoming series, Star Wielder, which sounds very familiar to my book, Saw the Lightning Wielder. So I don't know, maybe we should do a crossover.
I don't think it's quite the same, but a crossover
no?
would be dope, though. I think Jay, nice to thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for coming.
Of course, yeah. Thank y'all for having me. I really appreciate y'all for having me on today. Thank you.
I don't know. We are excited to have you. So what we usually do is we want to have our guests, describe themselves to anyone that hasn't, heard about you, which would be unfathomable. But give us like 30 seconds of Jay for all our guests.
Yes. Hello. My name is Jay Hero. I'm a pro illustrator and graphic designer who loves comic books, superheroes, and, things related to things like social change and things of that sort. And I believe it is part of my mission to use my art and my abilities to help people, help people's voices be heard and people be seen using my art and my abilities, because I feel like that's a part of my responsibility as a creator, as an artist. So that is who I am. That is who I've always been, have been. That is just a part of just my entire being.
That's awesome. So when did that want of helping others come about?
Yeah, well, I think I want to start with my story, with just me. Just like, for example, the name Jay Hero. Like people hear the name, they think of, different things, right? But for me specifically, as someone who struggles with depression, other OCD, different, mental health challenges, and I've been through a lot of different things in my life, I have learned, or I'm still learning, that at the end of the day, you can have everyone lead you to the water, you can have everyone help you, you can have everyone give you all the resources in the world, but the choice to save yourself, the choice to be your own hero is yours. And so that is just the name. It's just a reminder for me to always walk in my highest self, to be my highest power, to walk in my highest power, to be my own greatest hero. And I've always been infatuated with superheroes. One is to make the world a better place and all this kind of stuff, ever since I was younger. So it's always been sort of a burning desire. And I felt that, connected that to my name, to the story. I wanted to give purpose to that and to give intent to that. So, and today I do that through my art and other means too. So I've done things like outside of the comic, I've done things like murals and things like that. So, yeah, I've got myself.
Nice. Very nice. Sorry, Danny's throwing me off. He's like mumbling or something. It's.
I'm not mumbling. I have this thing that when I'm typing, I talk the words that I type when I'm talking. So my mouth is always moving because I was trying to share. put a link to your website, Jake.
But, okay.
How long have you been drawing? Like, I know my two daughters who are into the arts, like, they've been drawing, it seems like, for their entire life, you know? But they're just now starting to take it seriously as teenagers. So when did you first, you know, get that art bug? And then, you know, when did you start taking it seriously?
I've always been drawing. Like, I was a kid. It's just my mom has helped nurture that. You know, as I was growing up, she's always been very supportive. And it wasn't until I got to college where I decided to go pursue, it was graphic design at the time. And so it was, but with graphic design, you are required to take prerequisite art courses like life drawing, things like that. And so that sort of brought me back to what I was doing with drawing previously. Because in high school, although I've been drawing all my life, in high school I wasn't really drawing as much. I was dancing. I was singing. I'm an artist, performing and fine artist through and through. That's who I've always been. So
you're multi-talented.
Thank you. I have multiple interests. And so when I was in college, I was majoring in graphic design and I was minoring in dance. So I was the student who was like, oh my God, I got a painting deadline. I got to finish this painting by midnight, and I got a dance rehearsal at 4 p.m. You know, I was juggling though that kind of art career back and forth. But I ultimately decided to pursue illustration as a main career because it was where my voice really was. Through my art, through my creativity, and I wanted to lean more into it. So I just felt called to it, and I've been affirmed, you know, for that ever since I made that decision.
That's nice.
I love it. I know, I think it just seems like for my adult life, the arts have not been like something that people in schools, you know, want to support. You know, it doesn't seem like, you know, there's a lot of financial backing, or, you know, they're always a shortage in teachers and things like that for the arts. But I think it's so important, like, for especially school age kids to be able to express themselves and not just, you know, visual arts, but like you said, music and dancing and theater and stuff like that.
Right.
It's just important to be able to express yourself and to be able to use your talents to communicate with people. I think it really helps just as much as sports do, just as much as any other like organized clubs and things like that. I think it helps to build those communication skills that are so needed in the world. And as we see now, you know, there's no industry in the world that doesn't need artists, that doesn't need, you know, people to express their thoughts and ideas with art. So,
and can I inject on that too? Also, there's a lot of misconceptions, especially in the Black community, that we are not supposed to focus on the arts. We're supposed to focus on other things. Sometimes as Black creators, we're put down because we do art or things like that. And I feel like we do need to encourage each other to maybe try different avenues that we're not usually the quote unquote primary people in that field. So, you know, it's great to see people like that just killing it.
Yeah, sure. Is my mic low? Because someone said in the comments that my mic is low.
It's a little bit low. Oh, yeah. Okay. It's like breaks up a little bit here and there.
Okay. Let me grab something right quick.
No, that's okay.
Okay. There we go. I got my mic right here.
Oh, he got
a pro mic.
I got the snowball, okay?
All right.
That's what I'm talking about.
He's all like, this is a good interview. I got to take it serious now.
While you setting it up, Jake, I don't know if you remember this, but we met a few years back, man. We out in Baltimore. I don't know if you remember when that disaster happened with that comic book convention that was supposed to happen in Baltimore. And then, you know, Blurred Girl and a bunch of others came in and saved the day and did Y Comic Con. Out there. I think that was the first time I actually met you. But of course, we knew each other online before then. But, you know, just having you in the same space. I was looking for the photo that we took because I remember taking a picture with you and whoever it was that you came with. And I couldn't find it on Facebook. I was like, man, I wanted to find this picture and show him just in case he you know, forgot that we actually met. But yeah, it was real nice to meet you, man. You're a genuine dude and fun to be around. So, you know, do you remember that? You remember that show?
I do remember that show. Hold on, let me see if I can try to get my mic. I'm sorry, I'm multitasking as I'm trying to keep. Is this better?
No. No, it's not.
You might need to change it in the restream to your mic.
Hit your settings. Hit your settings and change your microphone. It should take in there.
See, this just tells me I need to do more. I need to do an East Coast show so I can meet all y'all. Cause
come on, man. Yeah, come on through, man. Just come over for one weekend. You know,
just a weekend, huh?
If you come just to one show on the East Coast, I will make my way to that show. I don't care if it's up in New York or if it's down in Florida.
No, I ain't going to Florida either. I'm telling you, I don't feel like Florida is a real place. From everything I've heard, I do not feel like Florida is a real place.
No, it's a hell state.
It's a hell state, man. I understand. Is that better, by the way? Because I just reconnected everything. Is that better?
Yeah, you sound. Yeah.
It's a little bit better. I think it'd be fine. It's all good.
Y'all should do Fan Expo New Orleans. Okay. I mean, if Fan Expo wants to invite us out and give us a free table, I'll go.
I can make that happen.
I'll pull a Javon and be like, I need lodging and a free table for me to come out.
I need lodging. I need a free table. Something. But Jay, man, so also I want to thank you, man, because like Kyron mentioned, you recently did a variant cover for Ace Blade, man, for this Ace Blade number 7. I wanted to get back on your commission list for a long time. You actually did one years
ago. Wait, do you want us to show the cover that you just mentioned?
Please show the cover, man. This is just an amazing cover. You know, the colors. I my son pointed out that the black guy is holding his gun sideways, not loving it.
You got it.
I absolutely love it. So I was like, the art came out amazing. And then, you know, just throwing the title on there. And I just recently sent you out some, so hopefully you'll get them soon in the mail.
Okay, I'm excited. Yeah.
But, man, it's just a privilege to be working with you. Like I said, I always, one of my favorite things to do is to get, you know, other artists to draw Ace Blade. You know, Kyron has done a cover for me. You know, we worked on a whole book together that we talked about earlier. And I just love seeing, you know, amazing artists like yourself bring Ace Blade to life. So I thank you for that. And, you know, I just wanted to ask, I'm not going to say, do you enjoy working with indies or the mainstream more, but like, what's the difference in the process? Because we've seen the work that you've done, you know, with Milestone, with DC, John Stewart, and stuff like that. So how is the process different working with indies and mainstream?
I think the one thing is that I've noticed is that everyone, and of course there's like a standard process in the industry overall with regards to they reach out to you. They say, hey, can you do this thing for me? We have this, you know, new cover, new opportunity. And then they pay you, and then you send it to them, then they pay you sometime afterwards. So my process normally is like, I like, you know, a deposit up front. You know, I like to, you know, or I like to do things a bit differently. So for me, that doesn't necessarily protect the artist in some ways. And so I wish that more people did that. We're more open to that. Like, we're open to like having a security deposit or when it comes to, I don't even think like you can charge for extra for revisions. Like if it gets past a certain amount of revisions, I haven't got to that point personally, but I don't, per what I looked at, you know, I don't think we can, but I have to review that. But and I'll be honest and frank too, I'm just now getting reassociated with the comic book scene and with regards to like my art and stuff like that. And frankly, like I am, because I've been so, again, just with personal stuff in life, I'm now at a point where I can like sort of reconnect with the things that I'm passionate about that have always brought me joy. And so what I'm learning is that, you know, in these past couple of years, since I've sort of been on the scene with DC, is that it's been great to get my work out there, and as people have already noted, like for example with the
with the strikes from the writers and the actors, and the people were also calling for strikes in the comic book industry, and they're noting that things needed to be changed. And I thought there was a hashtag that was going around that was related to comics or something like that some time ago, that where people were sharing the hashtag, that they were talking about their experiences in the industry and things like that. I think
there was something on Twitter that a lot of industry vets were connecting with that. Now that you mentioned that.
Yeah, but for me, I think just overall, since I'm still getting associated with the industry and people in generally, like I've heard certain things about how people can be, but there are certain things I haven't experienced myself. But I've been told to be very watchful, to be mindful, and to, you know, just be very attentive, because sometimes, unfortunately, not everyone has your best interest at heart.
Yeah. Now, we're not here to talk just about your past. We want to talk about your future, too. You have a book coming out we mentioned earlier. It's called Star Wielder. Again, I feel like I should get some royalties from that name. I don't know why, but tell us about that book, Star Wielder.
Well, just to be in pure transparency, it is a work in progress, ongoing graphic novel project. So it is not, you know, anywhere done. But it's a process that I'm bringing people along with me, because I feel that it is. I want people to like understand like the ins and outs of what it's like to create a graphic novel as someone who's never done it before. And so I'm very excited about the process, and I just share that really quickly. The story itself is really about what I can share, at least for right now. The story itself is about a girl named Kiara Kelly, who is a 14-year-old black girl from Detroit. And she is pyrophobic, and she one day develops the ability to wield flames. And so part of her journey in this story is learning to face her fear, so that she could become her greatest and her truest self, while also navigating some other things in her life. But, you know, I don't want to get into that right now, because I'm still, you know, developing and unfolding the story. But I am sharing enough of, and I will say, too, thank you for sharing this, too. Since even though the graphic novel won't be out for maybe a couple years or a few years or so, I have been practicing, especially.
Oh. Did we lose Jay?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I had too many screens. I'd say I knew I shouldn't have tried it. I'm over here trying to do stuff. And then crashed the whole interview.
Okay. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah, we got you.
Sorry. But no, especially as someone who is a new writer / new comic book writer, and I bet, of course, I've been drawing in my life, but, you know, comic book medium is unique in and of itself. So it requires specific study, specific understanding of how things work. And so I want to make sure that I'm getting it right. And I've been practicing writing. So I've been practicing by writing Star Wielder short stories. And the first short story is going to be part of an anthology book called We Belong. It's a black queer sci-fi fantasy anthology book that's going to be coming out this December. And the short story is called Burning Courage. And in the story, we get a little taste of who Kiara is, who her loved ones are, or specifically her best friend in this case, and a bit into her mind and her fears and how she navigates the world with her powers and her abilities. And so my goal is to make this something special. It's something big, and I want people, and I hope that when people are following me along this journey, that they can, that they're able to see and to see themselves in the story, hopefully, or they're able to be inspired in some way, shape, or form, whether it's because of the process itself or because of the story.
Man, I love it. I love the look of it, man. You know, I love you. I've loved your art for a long time. I've been following, and I love the idea of the story. And, you know, I love young Kiara's hair, too, man. For some reason, I saw the designs, the character designs when you posted them. And you have those on your website also. And just her hair, man, just reminds me of, you know, my daughters. I have got three daughters, and their hair does some amazing stuff, I'll just say. It's like It's like, yo, leave it. You leave your hair alone for 3 days, and it's gonna look totally different. Like, oh, yeah. It's a totally different hairstyle. So, you know, just keeping it, trying to keep them neat. And you know, my wife is a hairstylist, so she cares so much about, you know, how they go out, how they represent themselves with their hair. So, just her hairstyle and the idea of, you know, her being pyrophobic and having, you know, fire-based powers, you know, is something that I love too in storytelling, having to overcome fears of your own power, you know, and things like that. So I'm looking forward to it, man. And I see you got Sean, what's his name? Dang. Your editors. Who are your editors on the project?
Sean Pryor and Sean Chung.
Sean.
You know, I know you know Sean Pryor, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay, yeah. And then Sean Chung is partner of my boyfriend, so he was actually able to help me out with this.
Yeah, so man, I know if you got, you know, Sean on there, it's gonna be a good project. He puts out great work, and that's a good guy to have.
He's a great editing, guy.
Yeah. Editing your story and helping you along the process, especially for it to be your first book. You know, it's a big. I know you know it's a big task to do a graphic novel.
I know.
For your first project. If it was me, I would have said, hey, put out the one issue, and then, you know, maybe go to Kickstarter or something like that. But I think it's a worthy goal to, you know, go straight to the graphic novel, because that will give people a full story, you know, for their first thing. You know, they'll be able to get, you know, really know what the story is about. And I love it, man. I'm here to support, and definitely when you drop a Kickstarter or when you drop a book, I'm gonna be buying.
Thank you, appreciate that. And like I said too, like I will be practicing doing short stories, so I may have an opportunity to do that single issue or something like that in the future. Like as I get warmed up or primed to the graphic novel, because I don't expect like to just. I have to get that practice in first. I don't expect to just do the graphic novel and then suddenly things are amazing. Like I gotta practice.
So when can we expect this to be finished then?
So my goal is I'm thinking a couple years or so. Like I'm in full transparency, because I want to be honest with people about the process. Like it is monumental, and so you have to make sure that what I'm learning, at least it's earlier on in the journey, is that, you know, I have to make sure this is what I want to commit my time, my energy to, because I realize this is going to take a lot of that. So I have to say, is this the book, is this the story that I want to tell, that is important to me? Out of all the stories that I could tell, why is this the one? And then why do I want to stand behind it? So in the hours that I am up writing or drawing, which I have been doing when I was working on the short story, you know, and doing all that stuff, what is the why that's going to push me through when I'm writing that story, so that like I know what inspires me, you know, to write this story. It's for me, in part, it's, you know, my own personal story, learning to deal with face fear. You know, oftentimes we're told that fear is something that we have to dispel and to erase and to destroy. But I think maybe in some cases that may be appropriate, or maybe for some people, but for other people that doesn't work. For some people, seeing fear as, you know, fear is not something that is something, it's inherently something that is meant to trying to harm you. It is meant to protect you. And so maybe if you learn to reevaluate and reassess our relationship with fear, we can learn and see that maybe this fear part of ourselves is maybe a wounded or inner child or a wounded part of ourselves that is in need of love and attention. So what does that do to, again, to a character who is going through pyrophobia? You know, what does that relationship look like with a character who is struggling with her own inner shadows and inner demons related to her fears? And thankfully, she has the help and support of her loving family. But sometimes, even when you're surrounded by love, you can still feel alone.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I'm excited for it. I can't wait to read it. And it encourages me to finish my graphic novel, which I've been working on for like 5 years now. So,
okay. Yeah, stuff, man. I'm not envy y'all artists, man. I know. So, the same thing, but you know, I work with Wally McNair all the time, and he has an artist and writer. You know, he's got so many projects that he wants to do, but you got to balance the time of paid work and you know, paying the bills and with commission work and stuff like that with your own projects and it's a tough balance, man, for real. So I don't envy it at all. I always, you know, always try to I like to draw, but you know, I know that I can't take a lot of commission work because I do not have the time, and it would never get done. Never get done. I would disgrace all the artists in the world. They'd be like, Danny, I paid you 9 months ago. Can I get my finished piece? No, I'm working on Ace Blade right now. I get this stuff later. I definitely don't envy that decision making process that y'all have to go through. But you know, I look, like we said, man, we're excited about it, and we appreciate you sharing with us, man. Because anything that we can do, man, just let us know. We'll support you too.
And if you need a cover, Danny's available to do a cover for you too. Because since you did one for him, I feel like it's only.
Just let me know 9 months in advance. Okay, I got you.
All right. 9 months in advance. I got you.
Oh man. All right. Well, I feel like this is the best time for us to maybe switch gears and do some quick takes.
Let's do it.
All right.
All right, Jay. So for those of you watching, if you have never seen the show, Quick Takes is a rapid fire Q&A section where we grill our guests with some hard hitting questions that we've come up with by scouring your internet, your social media.
Your internet. Whoa, we didn't do that.
Scouring your internet search history. And stalking on social media. No, I'll just play. So we got 5 questions. You're going to get 45 seconds each to answer each question. And, you know, here we go. All right. So you spoke about this a little bit earlier, but I want to know, Jay, if you were in an alternate universe, instead of art, what do you think you would be doing full-time to make money?
Full-time to make money?
What career path would you have followed?
Dance? Maybe.
Dancing?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You touched on that earlier. I thought I figured that would be your answer. Yeah. And I think I remember seeing some of your early social media clips.
Oh, boy.
With your dance moves, too. So,
now I need to find these clips now.
So that makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's go to question number 2. Cool. So I know you founded Hero Nation, right? Mm-hmm. And I always see you posting with your Hero Nation, you know, design shirt on and stuff like that. Tell us what is Hero Nation and what does a Hero Nation look like?
So Hero Nation is really an organization where the mission is to empower young people using comic books, superheroes, and video games. And so really the idea of a Hero Nation is to create a space where everyone can feel like, can be empowered and can feel like, you know, like I mentioned earlier, aligning with my higher self, where everyone has the space and the opportunity to do the same thing for themselves.
Absolutely. I love it. All right. So question number 3, and this goes to something that we talked about earlier, too. The show that we did together was kind of a smaller show, but it was one of my favorite shows, especially at the time, because it was a lot of us and it was, you know, we were all supportive of each other. So I want to know, what do you prefer? Big cons where you got all the celebrities and thousands of people, or smaller shows where you can be more intimate with the people who are coming to look for you?
You know, it's interesting because I haven't had a lot of so much experience at bigger cons. Mm-hmm. But except for maybe some exceptions, you know, there are pros and cons to both. But I think if I'm looking for networking, building community, things like that, I think the smaller cons is probably going to be where it's at. Because you have more of an opportunity to have more intimate conversations in those areas.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling people. I mean, I think of course, you've got to have a mix of both. But, you know, those small shows are very valuable, especially, you know, at the indie stage, you know, where you're connecting with people who are, you know, doing the same things that we're doing, mm-hmm. for sure. All right. Question number four. Oh. And this is going to be a little controversial. You might hurt some people's feelings with this one.
Oh, boy.
Okay? So, say everything is the same. The money is the same. The exposure is the same. The time you have to put into it is the
same.
Wait,
money is the same, too?
Money is the same.
Okay.
So there's nothing different. I want to know, if you could only work in one lane for the rest of your life, indie or mainstream, would you work on indie characters like, you know, Ace Blade and Saw the Lightning Wielder and Isnana, you know, and things like that? Or would you work with Jon Stewart and Wonder Woman and all that stuff? Would you go indie or would you go mainstream and why?
So I have to pick one for the rest of my life?
Yeah.
The rest of your life. Yep.
Oh, man. You know what? I have to go with indie because I think that's, you know, with what I mentioned earlier, where my heart is, like, that's where it's at. Not to say that can't be done in mainstream too, but in indie, you know, people have the opportunity to, like, tell their own stories in different ways that may not have the same opportunities in mainstream. So I think for that reason, I feel like indie is where I want to give my heart to.
I love it. That's the right answer. That's the right answer. Sorry.
That was a trick question. Wait a minute.
Okay, so the fifth and final question. And don't feel bad about leaving anybody off. You can do indie, you can do mainstream with these.
No, feel bad. I want him to feel bad about this
feel
one.
Feel bad for leaving people off, sure. But I do another show called Top 5 Live, where we do a top 5 list every week based on whatever's going on in the news. So on this show, I like to have our guests do a top 5 list off the top of their head, okay? So 5 to 1, ranking them, your number 5 to your number 1. I want to know, who are the top 5 black superheroes?
Oh my God, 40 more seconds, okay.
You got time going.
let me see. Shit, I got to, you know, and that I got my girl Newbie is on there, of course. Newbie? I got to get Jon Stewart. I got to go with Miles. Mm-hmm. I have to go with Virgil. And then I want to go with, let's go with someone a little bit different. Let's go with Rocket.
Okay. Oh. On the list. All right.
Yeah.
Miles represent a lot on there.
Huh?
Did you say Storm? You didn't have Storm on your list?
Nope.
Damn it, I should have said Storm. It's too late now.
It's too late. Storm's not in Jay's top 5. That's the the headline for the show.
No Black Panther, no Bishop, no.
Jay said Storm and Black Panther are trash. That's the headline.
Wow.
Wait, was Miles the only Marvel character you said too? I think so. Everybody else was DC Milestone. Yeah, wow. Okay.
We know where his heart is. We know where his heart is.
Boy.
And with all that talk about staying indie, not even one indie character just throwing that out there either. I'm just.
That's all right. That's all
right. Okay. That is true.
That's what we get people in trouble with the top five. And then putting you on the spot with only 45 seconds is tough. It's tough.
Yeah. That was a good list, though. Good list.
Oh, that was a great list, man. Thank you.
Is this week's top 5 brought to us by anybody?
Brought to us by Ace Blade and Ballad of the Black Rose.
There you go. Just go out and buy Ballad of the Black Rose when it's available, please.
Yeah, absolutely.
The artwork's all right, but the story's great.
No, the artwork. Yo, I'm serious, Kyron. Listen,
all right.
Work you did on this book, man, I'm telling you, I was lettering the book, and I'm just sitting here looking like, man, I'm gonna give myself some props. I picked the right team to do this book for real.
There we go.
And, you know, besides the terrible colors on the cover art that I did, this is an amazing book, man. So, you know, I'm really proud of that one, like I said, and thank you for working on it. Anything else? We got anything else, Kyron?
Let me see. I think that's it. I don't think I have anything else planned on this, but we do want to give Jay some time to, you know, express himself in a way for people to find him. So Jay, we're going to give you some time to maybe shout out your Instagrams, your TikToks, all that stuff, people to find you, and your website where we can maybe check out your work and your prints and books and all that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Y'all, everyone can find me at all of my social media. It's the same at the letter M J A Y H E R O Still on Twitter, IG, TikTok, all those. And also my website is imjhero.com. So, yeah. And I'm so thankful for this opportunity. Thank y'all so much for allowing me to be here. Y'all give me so much to think about with regards to, like, you know, those damn top five questions. But I really am very honored to be here today, and I'm very appreciative that you've given me a platform to just express myself. So thank you.
Anytime you want to come back, let us know. You're more than welcome to be back on. All right, Danny, where can people check you out?
Y'all know the best place to find me is our website, fourthwallpros.com. Other than that, if you want to catch me on social media, it's at the Ace Blade on all social media platforms. Kyren, where can people find you, sir?
You can find me at tourscomics.com. I am also on Twitter still, Instagram, and TikTok at tourscomics. And if you're in the Sacramento area tomorrow, go down to the Elk Grove Soccer Facility from, what is it, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Right before the Supreme Pro Wrestling event. I will be there showcasing my books, wares, and all that. And if you want to buy some stuff, check us out. Who do we have again next week? What do we have? That's right. We got Bequest Studios premiering on the Four Tales podcast for the first time. We're going to talk about their upcoming series, launches, things like that. But until then, sayonara, goodbye, and everyone, please take care of yourselves.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.